Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I assist you this afternoon?
Hi. I don't know what this is. I have a charge on my checking account for $7.95, and I didn't order anything for $7.95.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to help you with that. How much is the charge you said? I'm sorry.
$7.95.
Okay. May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can locate your account?
Yeah, 55102.
Just a moment. You said 55102?
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
It's Rhonda, Rhonda Johnson.
Okay, Ms. Johnson. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account, Ms. Johnson?
286 Marshall Avenue, apartment 224, St. Paul.
All right. Thank you. Just one moment. Okay, Ms. Johnson, it looks like you paid shipping and handling, ma'am, on the 23rd of January for a tablet. Then you have charges on the 29th, 30th, and 31st. Okay, first of all, you asked about the $7.95 charge. You recall paying the $7.95 shipping and handling for a tablet?
No, they said the shipping and handling was $2.
Okay. Okay. Well, according to this, it's $7.95, and this is a third-party call center, ma'am. And wait a minute, I don't even see where they assigned the tracking. Did you receive the tablet yet?
Oh no.
Okay, because I don't even see where they assigned you a tracking number yet. And usually they do that after a couple of days. Hang on, just a minute for me. Had you received an email since you paid the $7.95? That was on the 23rd. That's been, what, a week and a day? Week and 2 days.
Well, I don't check my email. Let me check it quick.
Okay.
Let's see here.
All right. They haven't even put a tracking number on this account yet, so which means it hasn't shipped out yet. While you're checking that, ma'am, this is, let me tell you, it is $7.95 for the shipping. However, when you paid the shipping, that automatically enrolled you into something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. What that is, ma'am, is an online store that gives you a $125 gift card on a monthly basis so you can shop at an online web store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. Now, that $54.95 charge is a monthly charge. Your bank declined it every time they tried it. But you have to call in to cancel in order to avoid it being resubmitted.
Okay, well, you know, when I was offered to do this, they said I won and that I won a prize. There's no cost to enter a contest. That's against the law.
They didn't ask you to pay to enter the contest. I don't know what site you were on. I don't know.
It was an email that I got.
And it said you won a prize?
Yeah. And then they said pick a prize.
A prize or a free gift. It's all in the verbiage. There's a difference between a prize and a free gift. A gift is something that you're given. A prize is something that you win. I'm sure it said it was a free gift.
Well, that's pretty darn tricky, and I definitely want to cancel this.
Okay. Hang on just a moment. And that, by canceling, you won't receive any more charges for that $54.95. But what that was for, ma'am, you see, if you would have read it in depth, there's a disclaimer on their website, because I just had a customer get off the phone with and I had to look it up myself. There is a disclaimer on there. You have to go to terms and conditions, And in those terms and conditions, it actually says that they're going to enroll you in this monthly club and charge you $54.95 in exchange for a $125 voucher once a month.
That's weird, because I looked through them and I didn't see anything that said $54.95.
But you can't look through it. You have to read it. You have to read it verbatim. I'm not sure how far. See, some people get this, ma'am, in a form of a, like you said, you got an email. So you didn't do a survey prior to doing this. You just got an email saying you want to give. Some people do a survey.
No, I didn't.
See, some people do a survey and they get it. And it says you've won this free gift. It's different gifts. But when they ask for the postage, and see, you're the first person I ever heard say it was $2 or $3 for the shipping. It's always at least $6.95, $7.95, as high as $10. But once they pay that shipping fee, 3 days later, they get the charge for the $54.95 like you did. Fortunately, your bank did decline those charges, ma'am. And I've canceled out that account. You'll still get the gift, which was a tablet. But I've canceled out your account, so they won't try to charge you that $54.95 anymore. If I were you, another thing I would suggest is call us back in about, what's today, Tuesday. Give us a call back no later than Friday, Ms. Johnson, if you don't mind, and see if they've assigned a tracking number to your account yet, because they haven't even shipped you out yet. So if you really got a tablet for $7.95, as it states, then you came off. That's a pretty good deal.
Not if it's going to cost me $55.
Well, it won't, because it's canceled. The $54 was not for the tablet. The $54 was for the $125 gift card they're going to give you every month, or were going to give you.
I'm still going to talk to the Attorney General, because this whole thing stinks. And I haven't been assigned a tracking number after 7 days. So something fishy's going on.
Well, I'll go ahead and refund that $7.95. You do whatever you think you feel you need to do, ma'am. I'm not being smart. I'm just saying.
No, you're not.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm saying, I mean, you reserve the right to handle this however you want to. But I think if you feel that strongly about it, it's only right that I refund your money. If you get the tablet, though I've refunded your money, then that's on them. You just have a free tablet. But, I mean, I can tell that you're disturbed by it. I'm refunding that $7.95 back to your Visa card ending 8251. You should have that money back on your card, Ms. Johnson, within 3 to 5 business days. I sent you a refund confirmation email in addition to a cancellation confirmation email to RhondaJ55016@yahoo.com. You should get those emails within the next 24 to 48 hours, if not sooner. And here's your cancellation number, Ms. Johnson, so you can write it down and have it for your records.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C as in cancel, 258-797-711.
All right. Well, in that case, I don't feel so bad. There's just something I want to tell you, and that is that I live in a Catholic Charities room.
Yeah, what, ma'am?
Have you heard of Catholic Charities?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, have I? Yes, ma'am. They've done a lot for me over the years.
Exactly. I was homeless for 2.5 years, and I'm now living in a Catholic Charities room. So I know it's at $7.95 3 years ago didn't make any difference to me, but now it really does.
$7.95 should make a difference to you just based on the fact, Ms. Johnson, that it's your money. You reserve the right to do what you want to do with it, and if you feel like you've been misappropriated, you deserve the right to get your money back. I mean, I treat people the way I want to be treated. If I was you, if you were me and I were you calling in and I felt a type of way, I would expect, if it's customer support, for them to give me all the support I needed until the phone hung up and I was satisfied.
That's exactly how I try to be. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thanks for everything. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I don't know if because I canceled this, and let me ask a supervisor real quick, because they may still send it, ma'am. I don't know if they know that it's been canceled. I don't know, but let me just ask a supervisor real quick. Okay, give me just a second, Ms. Johnson.
Sure.
Thanks. Okay, Ms. Johnson, yes. I just spoke to the soup, and no, they, because it's canceled, they won't still be shipping out that tablet. But it was a real tablet. I mean, not that I doubted it, but I'm saying it's like a tablet, which wasn't a bad deal for $7.95.
I know. But honestly, okay. Yeah, I'm going to look again in my thing, but I swear it said $2 otherwise. Anyway, thank you again.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Johnson. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and God bless you, okay? You stay safe, ma'am.
Same to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.